even though you didn't give me good things.
你也没有把更好的东西给我们。
You didn't give me better things.
感谢主，你把最好的给我们。
I thank you for giving me the best thing.
因为你与我们同行，那是最好的道路。
Because the fact that you walk with us, that is the best thing.
求主在下面的时间与我们同在。
Be with us in the following time.
把那上好的福分赏赐给坐在你面前拣选听到机会的弟兄姊妹们。
Give of your best blessings to those who are here who wants to listen to you.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 请我们再翻回刚才我们所读的圣经路加福音第十五章。
Let's turn back to Luke chapter 15.
这是一段我们都很熟悉的经文。
This is a very familiar passage to all of us.
我们没有时间也没有够多的这个时间来读整段的这个浪子的比喻。
There is not enough time to go through the entire story of the lost son.
我们知道这个回家的老二代表一个刚刚信主、刚刚蒙恩、恢复与天父关系的这样的一个浪子。
We know that the younger son signifies one who has recently repented and have come back to establish a relation with the heavenly Father.
刚才我们从二十二节读起，其实每一次我从二十节读到二十四节的时候，我里面不只是有很深的感动，我里面也非常的激动。
Although we started reading today from verse 22, every time when I read from verse 20 to 24, I get very moved by the passage.
有人问我李牧师，你去看 Joy Luck Club 有没有哭？
People have asked me, Pastor Lee, when you went to see Joy Luck Club, did you cry?
我去看这个电影主要的原因，因为那个作者是我一个好朋友的侄女。
I did go to see the movie because the author actually turns out to be a cousin of a good friend.
因为 Amy Tam 是这个他的叔叔谭约瑟牧师，我认识他有三十多年。
Amy Tam's uncle is actually a pastor, and I know him for over 30 years.
所以我去看这个电影的时候，很多人就非常的紧张，问我李牧师，你哭了没有？你带毛巾去了没有？
Many people were anxious to know whether I cried, whether I brought along a towel.
没有哭。
I did not cry.
但是每一次我读到路加福音十五章二十节到二十四节的时候，我都有一个要哭的冲动。
But whenever I read verse 20 to 24 of this chapter, I have a tendency to want to cry.
浪子回家，他并没有预先通知他的父亲。
When this son decided to come back, he did not notify his father.
如果今天在美国，他大概会写这样一封信，先给他的父亲。
If this event occurred in America today, he probably will first write a letter.
爸爸，我要回家。
Starting with saying, Father, I want to come home.
但是我不知道你要不要我。
But I do not know whether you still want me.
所以当我回家的时候，我坐在 bus 上面的时候，我要看门前的橡树有没有系了一个黄色的彩带。
So when I'm on the bus coming back, I would look for a yellow ribbon outside.The tree of our house.
如果我一看到那个 yellow ribbon on the old oak tree, 我就知道你要欢迎我回来。
If I see the yellow ribbon, then I know you would welcome me back.
证明在座很多人根本不知道这首歌，所以没有人反应。
There's no reaction. Seemingly, you have never heard this song. Tie a yellow ribbon round the old oak tree.
因为他好像会唱。他没有这样说。
But this son did not do so.
也没有一个 yellow ribbon 欢迎他。
And there was no yellow ribbon to welcome him.
但是代替 yellow ribbon 的是老父亲自己站在门口。
But what took the place of the yellow ribbon was the fact that his elderly father standing there.
圣经告诉我们说，他不只是倚门望子，而且他远远地看见他的儿子的时候，他就跑过，主动地跑过去。
And the scripture says, while the son was still a long way off, his father saw him, and he took the initiative and ran to his son.
他跑过去，他抱着他。
He threw his arms around him.
我们不要忘记，这个儿子是刚刚从养猪场出来的。
Do not forget that the son just came back from looking after pigs.
他穷困了多年。
He's been poor for a long time.
他和离开家的时候已经面目全非了。
His countenance probably looked very different from the way he looked when he left.
弟兄姊妹，真的爱，不管有多远的距离，都能够认出他爱的对象。
But true love will not be hindered by distance, so that they cannot identify the object of their love.
真的爱是不在乎那个味道的重，也不在乎那个外表的脏。
True love will not be offended by outward appearance and smell.
他抱着他，与他亲嘴。圣经告诉我们说，连连与他亲嘴。
And the scripture says he threw his arms around him and kissed him in many, actually the Chinese mentioned many times.
到了二十二节的时候，我们看见他就跟佣人说，跟他的仆人说，把那上好的袍子拿来。
And in verse 22, he said to the servants, quick, bring the best robe.
Bring that best robe. 那个仆人一听就知道他讲的是哪一件的衣服，因为他一直跟仆人讲，这件衣服是给我儿子的，这件衣服是给我儿子的。
In the Chinese connotation, the words actually should have read, bring that best robe, because when he uttered this, the servant immediately knew which robe he was referring to.
袍子代表什么呢？
What does the rope signify?
袍子代表父亲对这一个浪子的接纳。
The rope signifies the acceptance of this lost son by the father.
赶快的把戒指跟他戴上。
Put a ring on his finger.
戒指代表他儿子的权柄的恢复。
The ring signifies that he has reestablished his position and authority in the home.
赶快跟他穿上鞋子。
Put sandals on his feet.
鞋子代表自由。
Sandals signifies freedom.
因为仆人当时的仆人是不穿鞋子的。
Because if you are a servant those days, you do not wear sandals.
这个浪子回来的时候，他要跟父亲打了一个腹稿，要跟他讲话。
Before he returned, the son already wrote out a speech for his father.
父亲啊，我得罪了你，又得罪了天。
Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you.
从此以后，我不配成为你的儿子。
I'm no longer to be your son.
把我当成你的雇工吧。
I'm no longer worthy to be your son. Make me one of your hired men.
他讲到不配做你的儿子的时候，他就没有再讲下去了。
And when he came to the point when he said, I'm no longer worthy to be called your son, he could not go on.
因为他讲到那里的时候，他的父亲已经跟他穿上了他的鞋子。
Because at that point of time, the father already put sandals on his feet.
有人说大概是父亲连连亲嘴，把他嘴巴堵住了，说不出来了。
And some say that because the father was kissing him, so he cannot even speak anymore.
然后把那肥牛犊宰来吃了。
And the father also ordered that the fattened calf be killed.
所以这个肥牛犊一直养养养，只有一个目的，就是有一天儿子回家的时候，要把那个肥牛犊宰了。
So the calf was fattened for this very purpose, for the return of his son.
亲爱的朋友，弟兄姊妹们，天父的爱不是偶然的爱。
Dear friends and brothers and sisters, the love of our Father does not happen just by its own sake.
天父的爱是早有预备的爱。
It is a love that prepares.
天父的爱不是从现在存到永恒的爱。
It's not just lasting from now to eternity.
天父的爱是从永恒到现在的爱。
The love of the Father is from eternity to now.
人的爱和神的爱是不一样的。
The love of man is different from the love of God.
人的爱是讲条件。
The love of man is conditional.
你干净我爱你。
If you're clean, I will love you.
你美丽我爱你。
If you're beautiful, I'll love you.
甚至说你爱我，我才爱你。
Or If you love me, then I will love you in return.
但是我们在这里看见这个浪子的故事不是这样。
But the story of this lost son tells us the love of God is not the same.
到了二十四节，最后四个字在中文说，他们就快乐起来。
In verse 24, the Chinese says they became glad and happy.
在 King James began to be merry, 他们就开始欢乐起来。
In King James it said they began to be merry. In NIV it says they began to celebrate.
但是我们看见浪子的故事并没有就停在这里。
But this is not the end of the story.
这不是一个 happy ending 吗？这不是一个喜剧的收场吗？这个浪子从外面回来，他终于得回他的父亲，也得回他父亲的赦免，也得回他父亲的饶恕，也得回他父亲的原谅。
should not verse 24 be the ending of the story because it is now a happy ending?
据说浪子的故事在当时是非常流行的一个故事。
According to tradition, this story was a very is a favorite story in those days.
当时许许多多的犹太人的拉比都知道这个故事。
Many Jewish rabbis also knew of this story.
不只是犹太人，连我们中国人都知道这个故事。
Not only the Jewish people, even the Chinese know of such a story.
我们中国在《儿女英雄传》里面有一个故事说“浪子回头金不换”，我们都知道这个故事。
If the prodigal son comes back, we will give a lot of gold. Is the Chinese saying?
所以我们在这里看见这一个故事，这一个发生的事情，好像是有国际性。
So we see the theme of this story seems to be universal.
但是二十五节到三十二节这一段浪子故事的后记，犹太人没有，中国人也没有。
But in verse 25 to 32, seemingly this prologue is missing from many stories.
因为在最后这一段圣经里面，让我们看到这个家里面另外一个成员，或者这个故事里面另外一个主角的故事。
Here we see another important character of the whole story.
25节到32节，把这个24节“快乐起来”这四个字抹上了一层的阴影。
From verse 25 on, it cast a shadow upon the celebration.
这个老二回到家被父亲所接纳，却是被他的哥哥所弃绝。
The younger son was accepted by the father, but rejected by his older brother.
被他的父亲所爱，却被他的哥哥所恨。
He was loved by his father, but he was hated by his brother.
我们非常稀奇地发现一件事情。
We are amazed by this fact.
恨和爱一线之隔而已。
Hatred and love is separated by a thin line.
水和火是不相容的。
Seemingly, water and fire cannot be mixed.
但是从台湾来的，我们知道在关子岭有水火同源的事情，有水跟火同时在一个源头出来，在台湾。
In Taiwan, there's a source of water and fire coming out.Together.
我们看见有爱的地方，他的隔壁，他的邻居，就是恨。
Where there is love, perhaps right next to it is hatred.
也许我们越领受爱，就对恨越敏感，也许是相比而来的。
Perhaps the more love that we have received, the more sensitive we become towards hatred.
到底二十五节到三十二节这些事情记载的事情发生之后，浪子后来的发展怎么样？可惜没有下回可以分解。
Even though our interest will be piqued, we would like to know what will happen after verse 32. There is no sequel.
但据我的推想
，But when I think about this，
如果大儿子的态度不改变
，If the older son does not change his attitude，
极可能造成这个儿子二度离家出走。
Then very possibly，
很可能带出这个二儿子老二，对不起啊，老二第二次的离家出走。
Then it might lead to the consequence that the younger son will have to leave home again。
第一次他离开家是因为跟老父亲的关系的决裂。
The first time he left home, the younger son left because his relation with his father had a break.
第二次他离开家是因为兄弟戏强的缘故。
The second time he left will be because the relation between the brothers are broken.
我们知道我们原来跟神是在一起的。
We know that we originally was with God.
我们是他造的。
We were created in his image.
是照着他的形象造的。但是呢，我们犯罪以后，我们却离开了神。
But after our sin, we were banished from his presence.
在耶稣基督里面，把我们找回来，与神和好，恢复我们跟天父的关系。
But God has seeked us out and brought us back in his son Jesus.
我们回到教会，回到神的家。
And we have returned to the house of God, to the church.
但是我们发现一个很残酷的事实。
But then we are faced with a cruel reality.
进到神的家的人并不是永远他的地址就留在这个地方了。
When we returned to the church, we discovered that we are no longer welcomed here.
我们看见有人到了教会以后，第二度离家出走，离开了神的怀抱，离开了神的家。
So indeed, we have seen some people who have come back to the church, and yet they have left the church again for a second time.
弟兄姊妹，这个教会24年全力的在传福音。
Brothers and sisters, this church for the past 24 years have been actively sharing the gospel.
10年的时间全力地推福音营。
For 10 years, we have been pushing the gospel camp.
每一年我们开布道会。
Every year, we have evangelical meetings.
过去3-4年我们推个人布道的工作。
And in the past 3-4 years, we have tried personal evangelism.
感谢主带领了许多人回到天家。
And we thank the Lord we've brought many back to the heavenly home.
恢复了他们跟天父的关系。
They have reestablished their relation with the heavenly Father.
但是有许多不同的原因，这些回到教会里面的人又离开了神的家。
But for various reasons, those who have came back, they have left the home again.
虽然原因很多。
Although these are for many different reasons.
今天早上我们要看到一个原因。
I want to focus on one.
这个原因我把它叫做老大的心态。
I call this reason the elderly brother's attitude.
或者叫做比邻若天涯的心态。
Or as I've termed this in the Chinese theme.
神的家哈，神的家应该是天涯若比邻的，对不对？
In the house of God, we should say there is no distance between us.
我看到我们有一些西方的朋友在我们中间。
I see some of our Caucasian friends with us.
他们对我们中国人来讲叫天涯，对不对？
We may say we have a tremendous distance between us.
但是在主耶稣基督里面，在神的家里面，天涯可以变成比邻。
But in the house of God, these distances should not hinder us. We should be as close as neighbors.
每一个人到了教会里面，应该有宾至如归的感觉。
Everyone that comes to the house of God should feel that they have returned home.
不管你愿意不愿意，喜欢不喜欢，我们今天碰到一个挑战摆在我们的面前。
Whether you're willing or whether you like this or not, the challenge is before us.
许许多多的新基督徒被老基督徒所绊倒。
Many new Christians actually are rejected by the older Christians.
许多老二被老大所绊倒。
The younger they fall because of the elderly.
刚刚进礼拜堂的时候，觉得礼拜堂美得不得了。
When we first enter the church, we feel, oh, this is so beautiful.
我们看见每一个人都恨不得跑去 hug 他一下。
We wanted to give a hug to everyone that we see.
但是我们在这里做基督徒越做越久的时候。
But for Christians who have been around for a while,
我们越多越看见刚才肖弟兄所说的那个比方。
We see the example that our chairperson has related to.
表面看起来这个房子是干净。
Outwardly, this building is clean.
当我们真的去清洁的时候，就发现有许多藏污纳垢的地方。
But when we really go around to clean it up, we find there are many hidden corners where there's much dirt.
而许多藏污纳垢却跟我们老基督徒有关系。
And this dirt perhaps is associated with older Christians.
两个礼拜以前，家母去世一周年。
Two weeks ago marks the anniversary of my mother's leaving the earth.
我们全家举行了一次追思礼拜。
So my whole family had this special memorial service.
我们没有请外面的人，单单就是我们家族在一起。
We did not invite any outside people. It's just for our family.
最后，我请我父亲说几句话。
And then I asked my father to say a few words.
他讲了两句话，一句用英文讲，一句用中文讲。
He said two sentences, one in English and one in Chinese.
他用英文讲那句话，就是说爱是从家开始的 ，charity begins at home. 第二句话，他说家和万事兴。
翻译第二句话。
可以翻。
第二句话呢，就是说你们全家要彼此和和气气的相爱。
He said the first sentence is charity begins at home, and then he said in this whole family we should have love between us.
我不会忘记这两个礼拜常常听到好像听到他不断的老人家在讲这句话
And for the past 2 weeks, these words seem to resonate in my mind.
因为我不只是想到我自己的家
Because I did not limit these words to my own home.
我也想到了神的家
I thought about the house of God.
我不只是想到我自己这个立即有关系有骨肉之情的这个家
I'm not limited to my own real flesh and bones
我也想到今天在属灵里面的 flesh and bone 就是弟兄姊妹在主里面的这个家
I thought about my spiritual brothers and sisters in the house of God
弟兄姊亲爱的弟兄姊妹我们在主里面的相爱是个见证
Dear brothers and sistersThe love between us is a testimony.
约翰福音十三章三十五节，主耶稣告诉我们说：“你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人就因此认出你们是我的门徒。”
In John 13, Jesus said, "Love one another because that is the mark by which others will know you."
弟兄姊妹相爱不只是一个见证，弟兄姊妹相爱也是一个吸引。
The love between brothers and sisters is not only a testimony, it is also a source of attraction.
一个相爱的教会，一个合一的教会，可以减少教会所谓的 casualty, 伤亡率。
A church that practices brotherly love will have a reduced casualty rate.
今天早上我们从这个老大的身上，我们要看两个见解。
From the example of the older son, we can have two lessons.
这两个见解，当我在准备的时候，我心里面有一个很大很大的一个震撼和提醒。
When I was preparing this, I myself was strongly moved by these two lessons.
弟兄姊妹，原谅我说。
Forgive me for saying this.
当我准备的时候，我没有想到你们。
When I was preparing this, I did not think of you per se.
我想到我自己。
I thought of myself.
我不是用老大今天早上要来照你们，而是用老大来照我自己。
I'm not using the example of the older son to reflect upon you, but it's actually a reflection upon myself.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天太容易把神的话拿来当照妖镜来照人家。
Perhaps it's too easy for us to use the word of God to be a mirror for others to look at.
我们太容易拿出神的话来说，你看你像什么样子。
It's very easy for us to have an accusation tone to speak to others with the word of God.
我这个礼拜在主面前的祷告说：“主啊，求你把你的话当成一面镜子来照我自己。”
My prayer when I prepared this message was, Lord, may your words be a mirror that I can see myself in.
我越查这段圣经，我越觉得我跟老大好像。
The more I look into it, the more I see myself in the older son.
当我在思想的时候，想到过去这些年来，因为这个老大的心态，教会受到很大的亏损。
When I meditate upon how I've reacted as like the older son in the church for the past many years, perhaps I caused much casualties.
他第一个见解是什么呢？
What is this first lesson?
他把本分当功德。
He looked at his own responsibility as a merit to be earned.
他把自己的本分当成夸耀的东西来讲。
Things that really belongs to his actual responsibility, he was proud of.
你看他二十九节怎么说。
What did he say in verse 29?
他对父亲说。
He said to his father,
我服侍你这多年从来没有违背过你的命。
In English it's a little stronger. It says, look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders.
Never disobey your order. 我从来没有违背过你的命令。这是可以夸耀的吗？还是说这是他的本分？
Is this something that he should be proud of or is this justHis responsibility.
请问一个孩子听爸爸的话，这是个功德呢，还是一个本分呢？
Is it a merit or is it the responsibility for a son to listen to his father?
不错，他有这样一个事实，但是这个事实难道可以成为在上帝的面前一个夸耀和功德吗？
Even though this is a fact that he did not disobey his father's orders, is this something that he can be proud of before God?
我发现他很大胆，他说从来没有，哇，这句话我从来不敢讲，从来没有这四个字。
I feel that he is perhaps very courageous because we have a saying, never say never.
有一次我在讲这个夫妻专题的时候，
One time I know I was speaking on the seminar relation between husband and wife.
我说没有不吵架的夫妻。
I say there is no couple that will not argue.
散会以后有一个太太就来找我。
Afterwards, a wife came up.
理直气壮。
With a very strong reasoning tone.
说是李牧师，别人是如此，我们可没有吵过架。
That Pastor Lee, this may be true for all other couples, but in our relation, we have never argued.
我赶快跟他道歉。
So I immediately apologized.
从那个时候以后。
From that time on,
我讲这个东西的时候就是这样讲，很少没有吵不吵架的夫妻。
So from now on, I would say very rarely will there be a couple that does not argue.
过了十几分钟以后，那个丈夫跑来找我。
But after some tens of minutes, the husband came up.
他看看左边，看看右边，看看太太不在旁边，他跟我讲了一句话。
He looked left and right and saw that his wife wasn't around. Then he said some words to me.
他说李牧师他忘记了。
Pastor Lee, my wife forgot.
从来没有。
I have never.
也许他真的做到了。
Perhaps he has actually achieved this.
即使做到，这是他应该尽的本分。
Even though he might have achieved this, this is something that he ought to do.
如果我们从二十二节来看老大的话，二十二节是讲老二。我们若从二十二节来看老大的话，
Although verse 22 was the words of the father for the younger son, but if we apply this to the older son,
我十分的相信这个老大跟他的弟弟一样，手上戴着代表儿子身份的戒指。
I'm sure that for the older son, his finger will carry the ring that signifies his authority in the home.
他身上穿着代表儿子荣耀的袍子。
I'm sure that he has the robe that signifies the glory of being the son in the family.
也许他脚上也穿着代表他不是奴仆的鞋子。
Very possibly his feet would have sandals that show he is not a hired servant.
但是我们越看这段圣经，我们越发现一件事情，虽然他不是仆人，但是这个人是没有自由的人，没有真自由的人。
But when we look into his reactions and his attitudes, even though he is a son, he acts as if he doesn't really have true freedom.
刚刚孙弟兄读二十九节的时候，大家有没有注意到中文说我服侍你这多年，英文说 look all these years I have been slaving for you. 我不是单单服侍而已，我是做你的奴隶。
In the Chinese version, the older son was saying, I have served you for many years. But in the New International Version, it says, I've been slaving for you.
不错，我们今天做神的仆人的，在原文，在希腊文是奴仆的意思。
Yes, it's true for us to be servants of the Lord. In the original sense, it means we are his slaves.
但是在这个地方，我们不要忘记，他是一个儿子，他在家里面的侍奉的地位是一个儿子的身份来侍奉他的父亲。
But we should not forget the fact that he is a son in this home.
儿子在家里面有应尽的义务，也有该享的权利。
There are certain responsibilities of the son, and there are also then certain things that he is entitled to.
我曾经做过这样一个比方。
I have made the following analogy.
一个儿子在家里面做家事。
For a son to do family chores at home.
他尽义务，所以他做得很勉强。
Even though it's his responsibility, he did it, he didn't do it willingly.
那么这个孩子在家里面做家事，如果从享权利的角度来看，他是一个快乐，是一个喜乐的。
But if a son serves in the family and looks at this as a privilege for him to serve the family, then he would do this out of joy.
他的尽义务和享权利不同在哪里呢？
So what's the difference?
他尽义务的地方是在他自己的家，享权利的地方是在他女朋友的家。
The difference is, when you look at this as a responsibility, you're doing the chores at home. But when you look at this as a privilege, you're doing the chores at your girlfriend's home.
所以当我们今天侍奉的时候，从不同的角度带来完全不同的一个心态和 和反应。
So when we serve in the church, depending on our viewpoint, it may bring about a very different attitude.
我越来越发现，我带着一个想权力的心态来读经、来祷告的时候，我越灵修越满足。
I feel that when I come and study the scriptures and pray before the Lord and look at this as a privilege, I begin to enjoy more and more this time.
有的时候我们读经读得很累，祷告祷告得很怕，对不对？
Sometimes we get tired of studying the scriptures and we are afraid of praying.
基本的原因就是我们心态不对。
The very fundamental difference is our attitude.
如果我们今天是带着想权力，今天主把他的话打开给我们读，这不是一个权利吗？我们为什么要把读经看成一种义务呢？
Why do we look at studying the scripture as a responsibility? This is a special privilege for us.
我发现我越用想权力的心态来摆上时间，甚至摆上金钱，我发现我越侍奉越快乐。
And so when I serve in the church and I give of my time and of my money and I view this as a privilege, then I will enjoy it.
我们有没有注意到今天教会里面给我们有压力的、充满气焰的是什么样的人呢？
What kind of people in the church will give us pressure?
一个刚刚蒙恩的人对我们来讲没有压迫感。
A person who has just recently turned to the Lord will not give us any pressure.
我们发现那些做基督徒做多年的，大家都觉得他很属灵的那些人，我们来到礼拜堂里面，觉得他给我们的压迫感最大。
But perhaps those who have been Christians for a long time, people who are termed quote spiritual, would give us a lot of pressure.
引用圣经是好的，但是如果碰到一个人动不动说，哎，你看经上这样说，经上压迫感最大。
But perhaps those who have been Christians for a long time, people who are termed, quote, spiritual, would give us a lot of pressure.
引用圣经是好的，但是如果碰到一个人动不动说，哎，你看经上这样说，经上那样讲，你到时候你敬而远之。
Yes, to refer to the Bible is a very good thing, but if you come to a person and he will quote from the Bible left and right and make you feel bad, then you will refrain from coming close to this person.
更糟糕的是在教会里面多花一点时间，多花一点金钱，他就觉得他比你高一等。
What is even more terrible is the person that spends a little bit more time, put in a little bit more offering, and feel that he is superior to you.
弟兄姊妹，这样的老大赶走许许多多教会的老二。
Brothers and sisters, such an older brother would chase away many younger brothers.
什么时候一个人在教会自觉的有功劳，他就很快像他的像这个大儿子一样。
Anytime when you feel that you have merit in this church, you are behaving as if the older brother.
我先不讲他有什么现象哈，我们常常听见人家用 burn out 这两个字来讲一些人，形容一些人在教会里面侍奉到最后垮掉。
Very often these days we hear people use the term that, oh, this person is burned out in the church.
我常常向我挑战，我自我挑战。
I very often challenge myself.
我说如果今天教会原谅我有，现在开始有一点点老大的心态。
Forgive me for behaving now like an older brother.
我说如果今天全教会来比的话。
If I'm going to compare this whole church.
谁在这个教会里面出力最多？
Who has put in the most amount of effort in this church?
我就原谅我，暂时做一下老大。我想大概是主任牧师，对不对？
Forgive me, I would say, well, perhaps it's the senior pastor.
那我就向我自己提出挑战。
So I challenged myself.
我如果所花的时间最长，所花的功夫最大，应该第一个 burn out 是我。
If I spend so much effort and so much time in the service in this church,Then if someone is going to be burned out, that should be me.
我说主啊，我不能 burn out. 如果我一 burn out, 大家后面都 burn out, 大家像骨牌原理一样，每一个人都可以言之有理。
And I tell the Lord, I cannot burn out because then it will lead to all the others.
当这个孩子，这个大儿子，他在父亲的面前把本分拿来做功德的时候，有两个现象。
When this older son came before his father, and he viewed his privilege as a responsibility.
三十节。
Verse 30.
但你这个儿子和娼妓吞进了他你的产业他等等等等。
But when this son of yours who has squandered your property with prostitutes come home, you did this and this.
一种说不出来的看不起他的弟兄和姐妹的感觉。
Here he really looks down upon his brother.
他开始在教会里面觉得他不可一世，他比什么人都要属灵，比什么人都要爱主。
He would feel that he is more spiritual than anybody else, and he loves the Lord more.
不只会批评，
not only accusation,
也很会生气。
He's also easily angered.
二十八节
，verse 28，
大儿子却什么生气
？The older brother became angry.
因为他觉得人人都不如他。
Because he feels nobody else can compare with him.
弟兄姊妹，我们在主的面前需要这样来求主光照我们自己。
We need to ask God to shine His light on us.
我刚才说，我看这个老大好像看到我自己。
I've just mentioned this when I read about this older son. I seem to read myself.
因为我曾经批评过弟兄姊妹。
Yes, I have criticized others.
我曾经为着弟兄姊妹的一些不负责任在教会里面的态度生过气。
Yes, I've become angry about certain people who acted irresponsibly in the church.
应该生气吗？
But should I get angry?
应该批评吗？
Should I criticize?
我们说不应该。
We say we should not.
怎么克服？
So how do we overcome?
弟兄姊妹，还是那一个很简单的一个基本的一个真理，就是回到恩典的里面。
The fundamental truth that we need to return to is the truth of grace.
上个礼拜是二十四周年。
Last week marks the 24th anniversary of our church.
我们在外面有一个大生日卡片。
So we designed this large birthday card outside in the church corridor.
我想了很久，我要写什么字在上面。
I thought for a long time what kind of words should I put on this card.
我写了四个字，恩上加恩。
So I wrote down grace.Upon grace.
第一个恩是得救的恩典，我今日成为何等人是神的恩造成。
My first grace is the grace of salvation.
第二个恩是我今天能够侍奉主 的这个特权，也是神的恩典。
The second grace is the special privilege that I have that I can serve God.
一个在恩典里面的人他比较不会生气，一个在恩典里面的人他不会批评别人。
One who knows that he is in grace will not easily become angry and criticize others.
弟兄姊妹，求主拿掉我们老大的心态。
Brothers and sisters, may God help us to take away our attitude of the older son.
前面的一年，我们还要传福音。
In the coming year, we will still share the gospel.
刚刚过的这个礼拜，我们一一对出去就带了两个人决志信主。
Just this past week, the evangelism explosion team went out to visit and we already led two people to the Lord.
我没有看到这两位是不是今天在我们中间。
I don't see them here today.
不，我相信他们是来了，因为他们跟我打电话说他们会来聚会。
I thought they were coming because they did call me and said they will be coming today.
但是弟兄姊妹，明年的今天他们在哪里呢？
But brothers and sisters,By next year, where will they be?
去年我们有47个人受洗归入教会。
Last year, we had 47 people baptized to the name of the church.
这47个人今天在哪里？
Where are these 47?
你说有很多的原因。
You say there are many reasons.
我同意。
I agree.
但愿我们在那么多的原因里面减掉一个原因，就是老大的心态。
But let us take away one of the reasons, and that is our elderly son's attitude.
不要把本分当功德。
So first, do not look at our privilege as our responsibility.
第二，不要重工作而轻关系。
Secondly, let's not pay more attention to the work than to the relation.
实在不错，这个大儿子他在家里面是尽心努力的做事。
Yes, this older son have been working in the house.With faithfulness.
但是他在家里面的关系太差。
But he has very poor relations.
请看二十七节。
Verse 27.
仆人说：“你兄弟来了。”
The servant says, "Your brother has come."
请看三十二节。
In verse 32,
父亲说，只是你这个兄弟。
Because this brother of yours.
父亲提醒他，仆人也提醒他，这个回来的是你的兄弟。
The servants and the father reminded him, "This is your brother."
他从来没有称他的弟弟为弟弟过。
But he has never treated him as his brother.
他怎么称他的弟弟呢？
How did he call his brother?
三十节他怎么称呼？
In verse 30,
你这个儿子。
This son of yours,
你的儿子。
Is your son,
不是我的弟弟。
It's not my brother.
一个人如果到了那种反目不认亲的时候，这是何等可怕的事情。
Such a frightening picture of someone who refuses to acknowledge his own flesh and blood.
他跟他弟弟的关系不好的原因在哪里呢？
What is the reason that caused this breakdown in relations between brothers?
因为他跟他父亲的关系不好。
It probably stems from the fact that the older son does not have good relation with the father.
你如果从十一节一直读下来，那个浪子，那个老二都五次称父亲为父亲过。
If you read from verse 11, starting the beginning of the story to the end, you would see the younger son calling his father father at least 5 times.
但是这个老大从来没有像他的弟弟一样称他的父亲为父亲过。
But in this story, you do not see the older son calling his father father.
二十七节，仆人提醒他，你的父亲。
In verse 27, the servant reminded him, "Your father has killed the fattened calf."
二十八节，耶稣提醒他说他的父亲。
In verse 28, he was reminded his father.
然后到了三十一节，我们看见父亲对他说，儿啊，他的父亲称他为儿子。
And in verse 31, the father says, "My son."
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做基督徒？
What is a Christian?
什么叫做在神家里面的人？
What does it mean to be a part of the heavenly family?
我们认识我们的神是我父亲的人。
It is for those who understand that the heavenly father is our father.
但是今天你在神的家，你跟你父的关系不正常，你不可能跟你弟兄姐妹的关系正常。
But if you do not have a normal relation with the heavenly father, then you cannot have a normal relation with your brothers and sisters in this family of God.
我们有时间跟大家分享这一后面这一点。
We do not have time to go through the details of the second portion.
前几天，我的儿子给我听一个录音带。
Several days ago, my son lent me a tape to listen to.
他说爸爸，他叫我爸爸。他说爸爸，我上个礼拜听到这个人讲道。
He said, "Dad, I heard this person preaching last week."
我买了他的录音带，希望你也听。
So I bought this tape, and I would like you to listen to it too.
那么这个讲员的名字很多人都认得，我们很多人喜欢听他讲道。他的名字叫 Tony Campolo.
The tape was a preaching by Tony Campolo.
那么他在那篇信息里面强调两件事情的分别。
In his message, he emphasized the difference between two things.
The power of God and the love of God. 神的能力和神的爱。他说今天教会，今天这个时代需要的是神的爱，而不是单单神的能力。
His emphasis was in the church today, we must have the love of God and not just the power of God.
他大胆地在那里宣告，在那里说，他说今天我们不需要这些所谓灵恩的这种能力的表现 ,power evangelism, 说我们不需要这个。
He came out strongly and said, today we do not need power evangelism.
今天在教会里面讲太多的 power, 结果变成 power struggle。变成一种权力的斗争。
So today, when we emphasize power too much, it becomes a power struggle in the
church. 当我们一有 power struggle 权力斗争的时候，爱就被赶到门口去了。
When we have a power struggle, then love is gone.
他讲了一个很大胆的一个见证。
And then he spoke courageously of an example.
因为最近大家很关心海地。
Today we're paying much attention to Haiti.
有一次好几年前 Tony Campolo 他到海地去。
Several years ago, Tony Campolo went to Haiti.
他说海地呢只有一间 Holiday Inn.
Said in Haiti there is only one Holiday Inn.
所以他就 check in Holiday Inn, 他就住进去。
He checked in at the one and only Holiday Inn.
他进这个旅馆的时候。
When he entered the hotel,
有三个小女孩在门口跟他讲话。
Three young girls spoke to him.
他说小女孩，因为这些孩子大概都没有超过十四岁、十五岁。
They were no older than 14 or 15.
然后有一个小女孩就对他说。
One of the girls spoke to him.
这是我听到他讲，他说 ，Mr. For $10.I'll do anything you want me to do all night long. 他说先生十块钱整个晚上你要我做什么我都做。然后 Tony Campolo 看看他就对第二个人讲。他说你呢
So Tony Campolo looked at the girl and looked at the second girl and said, what about you?
那个人说一样价钱。
The second one says the same price.
然后他就问第三个。
So he asked the third.
十块钱给你，你可不可以今天晚上我叫你做什么，你就做什么呢
？If I gave you $10, would you do anything I want tonight?
那老第三个说是的。
The third one says yes.
后来他就告诉他们。
So he said.
我的房间在210。
My room is 210.
半个钟头以后，那里面所有的 Disney movie 通通带上来。
Bring all the Disney movies that you have in this hotel to my room.
然后他在打电话 room service， 请他们带了四大杯的 ice cream， 半个钟头又送上房间来。
And then he called room service and asked for four large servings of ice cream.
半个钟头以后，这三个小女孩到他的房间来敲门。
So in half an hour's time, these three young girls did knock on his door.
进来。
They came in.
很怕羞，很害怕的坐在他的床上。
They acted shy and they sat on his bed.
然后外面有人敲门。
And then someone knocked on the door.
送进一大堆的。那 Tony Campolo 说 ，stupid movie 进来。
They brought in this huge pile of movies, Disney movies that Tony says are stupid movies.
然后再过了一分钟，有人敲门。
And then a knock came again.
Room service 拿进四大盘四大杯的那种 huge， 他说 huge ice cream， 我不知道多 huge。
And the room service people brought in these four huge servings of ice cream。
那天晚上 ，Tony Campolo 带着这三个孩子，非常欢欢喜喜的笑，享受 ice cream， 看这些电影，一直到清晨两点。
And so all night long, then Tony Campolo watched the movies along with these girls, and they had a good time having the ice cream as well, until 2 in the morning.
累到他们三个都睡着。
They were so tired that the three girls fell asleep.
睡在他的床上。
On his bed.
当他在那边看着这三个小女孩子躺在那里的时候。
When he saw these three young girls on his bed.
他问他自己。
He asked himself,
什么叫做基督的爱？
What is the love of Christ?
如果今天有一个跟我们不同类的人进到我们教会来，
If someone who is not exactly like us enters the church today,
请问你用什么态度对他？
How would you react to this person?
我们看见一个跟我们穿着不一样、背景不同、甚至文化水准不同、或者社会阶级不同的人。
If we see someone who dresses differently from us, they have a different cultural background, perhaps we are from different levels of society.
弟兄姊妹，我们太看重工作了，我们忘记了关系。
Perhaps we've overemphasized the work and not the personal relations.
我们太看重效率，我们忘记了爱。
We pay too much attention to efficiency, and we've lost sight of love.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的家。
This is the house of God.
焦牧师上个礼拜在这里。
Pastor Chu was here last week.
他告诉我说他们在加州的教会。
And he told me about their church in California.
每个礼拜天中午，很多人来吃中饭，因为他们吃中饭免费。
During Sunday afternoon, many people come to their church for lunch because it's free.
他说那些人是什么人呢？
And he said, what kind of people come?
都是一些酒鬼 homeless people.
Many drunkards and many homeless people.
因为他们 一告十十告百，很多人都知道这个地方礼拜天有 Chinese food 可以吃。
Because the word has gone out that on Sunday afternoon you can go to this church for a free Chinese lunch.
我心里听了很复杂。
When I heard this, I have a very complex reaction.
弟兄姊妹，我们要用爱，我们要向他们表示爱，需要钱，对不对？我们需要买，我们要买这些食物。
For us to express love, we need to use money to buy the food.
今天教会，我相信如果会用成语的话，很多人会说：“哎呀，李牧师啊，我们巧妇难为无米之炊呀、啊。”我们有心，但是我们没有钱。你看看我们教会的经济，我们已经有好几个月有赤字。
Perhaps when I say this, some will react and say, Pastor Lee, our church actually has a deficit right now. How can you talk about additional ministries?
我们怎么去爱？
How can we love?
弟兄姊妹，我今天讲的是一个牵涉很广的一个题目。
Brothers and sisters, what I have touched on is a very large topic.
求主提醒我们。
But may God remind us.
严长老说，前面还有24年，我们要继续的努力要走。
Last week, Elder Yan reminded us that we want to have another at least 24 years to go.
李长老提醒我们说，我们要开前门，要关后门。
Elder Lee said we should open up our front gates and close the back exit.
开前门请人进来，关后门不要让人家跑掉。
To welcome people to come in and do not allow them to escape.
我们把老大的心态拿掉。
Let us take away the attitude of the older brother.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，当我在传讲信息的时候，孩子心里面有很强的自责。
Heavenly Father, even as I preach this message, I have an accusation in my own heart.
主啊，让我在你的面前先把老大的心态从我心里拿掉。
Lord, remove the older brother symptom from my heart.
主啊，把复兴临到这个教会。
So that revival will come to our church.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.